Before the jury came out to deliver the verdict, Judge Gregory Hayes addressed a full room. Justin Carr's family filled one side, Raekwon Boerum's family and supporters the other.
And I'm only going to say this one time. If you cannot take the verdict quietly, respectfully, and with decorum, no matter what the verdict is, then you should leave now.
The jury was then brought out and their verdict handed to the clerk.
She found the defendant, Raekwon Jamal Boerum, guilty of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. And in 16 CRS 236150, guilty of second-degree murder. Answer, yes.
The courtroom remained silent and the jury was thanked and dismissed. Then Vivian Carr, Justin Carr's mother, asked to address the court. She spoke through tears.
And that's it. I feel like the whole trial was made about the defendant. My son was down there for a cause, taking a stand for something he strongly believed in, and he was murdered. He had just discovered his purpose in life. He was about to have his firstborn, which was a son.
A son, she added, who would never get to meet his father. A son the family named Justin. Judge Hayes asked Boerum if he wanted to say anything, but Boerum declined. Boerum was sentenced to at least 24 years in prison. Outside in the rain, Assistant District Attorneys Glenn Cole and Desmond McCallum met with reporters. McCallum said testimony from the 18 witnesses, especially the ones who were there that night, played a huge role in the jury's verdict.
We brought forward members of the community who were present and were brave enough to come forward and not only provide testimony, but present videos of what they recorded that day, because we knew it was important for this community to see what happened, to see what occurred, to see the investigation that was done, to see what happened with Justin, and see what was going on in their community.
McCallum added that this case was always about one person.
And at the beginning it was about Justin Carr, at the end it was about Justin Carr, and it will continue to be about Justin Carr.
Defense attorney Mark Simmons said Boerum's family was devastated by the verdict. However, had Boerum been found guilty of first-degree murder, he would have faced life in prison without parole.
It's a somber day either way because a life was lost and someone else is not going to be in prison for a long time, pending the notice of appeal, of course.
When asked about Boerum's reaction to the verdict, Simmons said Boerum kept relatively quiet.
Raekwon is an interesting client, and you know he helped us in his defense the best he could. With respect to today, you know, I can't imagine the emotions he's feeling. 24 years old and looking at a long, long time in prison. I don't know how I would feel. He didn't say a whole lot to us, but we are grateful to have worked with him, and I think that feeling is mutual.
Simmons added that part of the defense's decision not to present any evidence was so that they could address the jury last. And so the defense was able to have the last word in a case that went on for about 2.5 years, even though the final word back from the jury, guilty, was the one they hoped not to hear. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Uptown.